This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Switch it back on to the DJV program. It's Wednesday, the 25th of March, so a week from today is first day of April, right? Yes, I believe that is correct. So here we are, just having a grand old time every day figuring out what is going on in the world. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Can we do something that is not focused just for a minute? Jennifer, I would like to have your read on the PG&E pleading, 85 counts in the campfire. One of them was the son of my dear friend Maria Trilogy. He was the first to die. So they're sentenced to a maximum fine of no more than $3,486,950. How does that add up?
Well, it's just what they agreed on. I don't know that it adds up. What's the value of human life? I mean, they pleaded guilty.
Right. There's $13 billion worth of damage because of the campfire. So of that,
and they pleaded guilty to 84 charges of involuntary manslaughter for the campfire. Think about that. 84 lives on their conscience, and yet we somehow put a dollar amount on it. So the question is whether or not the government is going to bail them out, and the answer is probably yes. And this is what is so frustrating to so many people, is that they didn't update their infrastructure. They let this happen. All of these people died. Probably more could be linked to this, and they're going to pay a sum, $16.5 billion in damage is what was actually done. They're going to pay a sum, and they're going to be let off the hook when California comes around and bails them out. And
so they're paying, most of the money is going to the towns that were burned to the ground.
Right.
Only $500,000 apiece, it looks like. Is that right? Do I have that number right? Is going to the
I think it might be
victims?
More than that, because there's going to be individual lawsuits as well. But as part of this particular one, that's exactly right.
Yeah. All right. So, let's see, a couple of things going back to what's going on while I have you here. The president has said that he thinks this will be over by Easter. And I don't know what day. When is Easter this year? Is that early in April?
12th.
12th.
Yeah.
12th.
So is that realistic?
No, he didn't say he thinks it's going to be over. He said
he'd like it to be over.
He would I'd like it to
That's
be over great. Tomorrow, but he
Me
would
too.
Today. He would like, right.
Now.
He would like to reopen the country on Easter so that people can go out and celebrate one of the highest holy days for many different religions.
Put your Easter bonnet on.
And I think in some ways he'll be able to do some of that. I think what he also has mentioned kind of in the same breath is that he's going to have to leave it up to governors and to the states to figure out what's appropriate for them. I think we can all agree that New York and California will probably not be reopened by Easter.
No, not
but there are some states that are not as impacted by the coronavirus, and that's just true. And why shut
states?
Them down?
Nothing going on in the Midwest. Let them open up now.
I don't know if you consider Michigan, but Michigan, Chicago, I mean, some areas have problems, but leave it up to the states. If the states feel like they have a handle on things, and the reason we're shutting things down is not because we're hiding out from the virus, although it feels like that, it's that we don't want to overwhelm the hospitals. So they're trying to keep people home so that they're not doing that. So if there are enough hospital beds to handle the problem in the middle of the country, and if some of these treatments end up working, I think it's possible, and I think it should reopen and get back to normal as much as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone wants to get back to normal as soon as we can. I totally agree with Jen and California and New York. New York especially. New York is now the hardest hit. I read this yesterday, if New York was its own country, which in many ways it sometimes feels like it is, but if New York was its own country, it would be the third largest infection rate. mm-hmm. which in the world, which is really nuts.
Well, and so they're saying that most of the viruses in the country are actually have come in from New York. And yeah. so the people suffering in California, the people in Washington, they're mm-hmm. saying that most of it happened in New York because they have such a high population of yeah. global travelers that come in and out, and everybody's yeah. so close together, and it lives on metal surfaces. And so people are handing it around, and that's where it's all coming from.
Yep.
Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other indices posted their largest one-day point gain ever. So there's been all kinds of superlatives, if that's the word you want to use. The largest down, the largest up, and that sort of heralds what this is all about, what this virus is all about, what it's done to us.
And I think
families,
that's why you're seeing Trump with that optimistic yeah. tone, too, because the markets respond
to
what
first,
he says.
What he said, or, yes. yeah, that's what I was wondering. It was more a response to
and
what
And then
he said.
The anticipation of the bailout, which it did get passed finally at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
It hasn't been passed yet, by the way. This is, I just was reading up on it. They came to a deal. They're going to vote today, then the House will vote. But they did it at like 1 a.m., so no one
yeah.
is.
Mm-hmm. But I do think that the stock market loves optimism.
For
and,
sure.
And even good news, like, hey, we reached a deal, even though it's not inked in yet. But I think that also helps. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is I expected all of Wall Street to kind of follow suit with, yeah, let's open the country as soon as we can. But Morgan Stanley, I don't know if you saw this, Doug, came out and said that they were not in favor of Trump's let's open everything up by Easter, and mm-hmm. because they're afraid that the markets, if people get sick in a second wave, which
up,
can
down,
really
up,
happen.
Which
down.
Happened, and that happened yeah. in Hong Kong.
In Hong yeah. Kong, yeah. I don't know why more people aren't talking about Hong Kong, because that's exactly what we need to watch and yeah. not do. You know, they got overly confident. They didn't have a lot of cases. They locked it down right away, and they contained the virus. And then everybody said, okay, we got this. We've licked it. And then everyone went out again, and then there was this massive wave of infections. And mm-hmm. obviously New York hospitals can't take that. Hospitals in California couldn't take that. And so a lot of Wall Street...
Consequences, Victoria.
Yeah.
The consequences of behavior, and that's what one of the things that's come out of all of this, I think, for most of us anyway, who have a conscience at all, is that there are consequences to our behavior. The selfishness of people who have had parties on the beaches, mm-hmm. The people in New York City who have basically created their own mess by not following what the governor, I think everybody on both sides has paid lots of tributes to him, because he has, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you a-holes,
yep.
what the hell's the matter with you? Mm-hmm. Can you not hear what, not I'm saying, but people who know a lot more about this than I do, as to what will happen to you, to your family, to your friends, to people that you may not even know that will have this stuff. I went through earlier today what this virus is all about and how hideous it is and how it was made, because it was made. It was manufactured, whether it was deliberately let out or not, but it is a man-made product, and it was designed to do exactly what it does very successfully, to get into those little things that are on the, if you've seen the picture of the coronavirus, and those little outshoots, they're almost like a pincushion that attach to your throat and eat into it, because because the fiberglass that's in it, little teensy whatevers, that's what eats into your skin. I mean, the skin, let's face it, what's on in your throat is the skin. And so it really is something, all the darkness and the gloom, though, let's think about it this way. If you go back over human existence and you ignore what the history of the human population has been about, you ignore what the inevitable is, it will pass. It always passes. The good times pass, the bad times pass. Change. That's what life is all about. We morph into something that will be new. Maybe education will be different. It may be work is different. There will be a lot of things that may shift and transform because of our experiences here, what we've learned, what we haven't learned. But for heaven's sakes, I had to remind myself of this, because I got pretty down in the dumps when I was driving across the country thinking about all of the things that could change in my life. And then, you know, I thought to myself, okay, well, there's a lot more to be thankful for than there isn't. So let's look at it that way. And I think the whole nation should look through that lens. It's you know, we have these things we never would have thought this was. At the beginning of the year, my astrology friends were telling me how fabulous, not fabulous, but how much of a change this year was going to be. They didn't say it was going to be fabulous. They just said there'll be huge changes.
And they were right.
Have been. Yeah. Schools are closed. Businesses are closed. Deals are canceled. Music festivals are off. We can't find basic supplies. It's all of that stuff. I bought a whole case of bottled water yesterday because the idea of making tea. I'm drinking my the teas that I have around here, and they really, I don't know whether it tastes better, it just seems to be better. And I'm learning a lot about little things and big things. Like I think we all are.
Why don't you save the plastic and buy a water filter like everyone else does?
This is in glass. The bottles are glass. Yeah.
But China's not recycling anything right now. So we're going to have such a huge problem by the end of this summer.
Yeah, because that's where all our junk
garbage everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
people, that's another thing. Like, this is really a time to be as eco-friendly as possible because there's nowhere to put this garbage unless they dump it in the ocean, which they probably will, or if it's going to sit in a landfill. Well, that's what happens. I mean, the garbage has got to go somewhere. You know, I mean, look at around. Everyone's at home. The post-consumer waste index right now is off the charts. Think about how many times you're taking the garbage out now because you're home all day. It's just everyone needs to be more aware of that.
Yeah. All right. Good. That's good. Thank you. That's an awareness that I hadn't thought about. So that's why it's good that we're all together, because we think about things and add to the conversation and add to what you know. And you're able certainly to communicate with us as well through facebook.com/DJV show or on Twitter @DJV show. And don't forget the podcasts are always up there. The latest podcast talks about our own experiences, which we continue to talk about, and yours as well. All of our podcasts for all the various programs that I do, including this one, the DJV show, up on all of the sites, iTunes and iHeart and Spotify and Google Play. Check them all out. And also on the homepage at the website, Good Day, well, in this case, it's djvshow.com, but gooddayhealth.com also. You'll find all the podcasts there. Here's something that I'm happy to tout, the goodness of My Pillows and how right now, even though it wasn't planned that way, what a great time. They did not rescind, the folks at MyPillow.com did not rescind their first annual buy one, get one free sale. In fact, it goes until after Easter. You buy a new pillow and you get a second one free. So you need to replace all the pillows, the feather pillows that are maybe holding on to some gluck that you don't want to sleep around. These pillows are washable. I was talking this week, I've washed all the pillows in my house and dried them so that I can feel safe at night getting into my bed with the new. This is my dream. If I ever became mega wealthy, I want new sheets on my bed every day, or fresh, clean sheets every day. I want my bed changed every day. And that means pillowcases. And these pillows that you get from MyPillow, so fabulous because you can wash them. And there I am again, but wash and wear them. I said the last time, wash and wax them. You wash them, you dry them, and you put them back on your bed. You're feeling, if you wash things in the hottest water possible, that's really the recommendation as well. That's what you can do with MyPillow. They'll last and last and last. Buy one, get one free. The BOGO sale on now at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to get one free when you buy one. BOGO sale, MyPillow.com. Wash them and dry them and sleep in comfort knowing you are safe from the ugga-buggas. And when you go to the MyPillow page, whatever you buy, get the best deal by using the promo code DJV.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the DJV program with Victoria Cara, you and me, enjoying Lady Gaga, who took to her Instagram account to announce the postponement of her upcoming album, Chromatica. LP was supposed to be released the 10th of next month. She said, quote, "I want to tell you that after a lot of deliberation, I made the tough decision to postpone the release of Chromatica. I will announce a new release date soon." Gaga also addressed the postponement of her Vegas residency, postponing all the shows through May 10th. There are three shows on the 13th, 15th, and 16th that are still for sale. I'm hopeful, she said, that my other Vegas shows in May will continue. We'll update you as soon as we have any new info. I also definitely plan to see you on the road for my Chromatica Ball Tour this summer. Chromatica is still very much on the way. I can't wait for it. I had so many fun things planned for us to celebrate together. I had a secret Coachella set lined up. A lot of other fun surprises, yep. Some of which I'm still planning to share with all of you very soon. I hope you can see that when the album does come out, I want us to be able to dance together, to sweat together, to hug together, to kiss together. Make the most bombastic celebration of all time. This Chromatica will be her sixth LP. She released the single Stupid Love that we played a little of that the other day, did we not? If I'm not mistaken?
Uh-huh, and that was the song we came in with.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah. I mean, obviously she doesn't really have much of a choice now, but I don't think, you know, any concert for her would be the same if people can't just be dancing and having a great time. So,
right. No, not
I don't know. Hopefully that will be a celebration people can have after coronavirus goes away.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. What else do we have here musically? One week after singing a ballad for the people of Italy in the wake of the problems over there, Bono has evolved that song into a collaboration featuring Will.i.am, Jennifer Hudson, and the Japanese pianist Yoshiki. It was originally called Let Your Love Be Known. The new song is called Sing for Life. Let's listen to a little of it here. That's Will.i.am. missing. Not Bono.
Yep.
So the video has Bono and Will.i.am and Hudson singing to each other from their respected homes.
Respective homes.
Thank you. Yes. Hello. The clip opens with Bono as he sings, "Yes, I walked through the streets of Dublin, and no one was near." And then soon Will.i.am takes over, leaning against a window in his home. "Yes, I walked through the streets of London. Seems like everyone's disappeared." And then Jennifer sings backing vocals from her home in the second chorus. We're not there yet, right?
Yeah, she's in the background there.
Yeah. The song was created to bring joy. Will.i.am writes on his YouTube account, "Times like these, creative people must continue to collaborate. Whether you're a computer scientist, an engineer, a therapist, or a teacher, just because we're all self-isolating and quarantined doesn't mean you're alone. The beauty of international connectivity is that nobody is alone on the internet. Use this time to be creative and collaborate remotely to solve your problems. A healthy body also means a healthy mind." That's pretty productive thinking, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of cool when you see the video, because Jennifer Hudson has her Apple AirPods in her ears, so
yeah.
She recorded it singing through the AirPods,
yeah.
Which is kind of cool, and like it's interesting how, and it
well,
sounds like
great
they're
without
all
a real
different.
Studio.
Yeah, it's very
right.
cool.
Yeah, the home stuff. Yep, all right, so that's good. Sing for Life. We all ought to be thinking our thoughts. 28 after, this is the DJV program. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs, you can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have. With the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, he's such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's Real Business Bargains.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Senate reportedly reaching a deal with the White House now on a $2 trillion stimulus package that they've been debating for several days, aimed at combating the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence says the White House is focusing on one part of the nation when it comes to responding to the outbreak.
If you're in the New York City metropolitan area or elsewhere, do take the guidelines that we issued and avoid non-essential travel.
The heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, testing positive for the virus, reportedly displaying mild symptoms and in self-isolation in Scotland. Bernie Sanders continuing his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. His campaign says he's looking forward to taking part in an April debate with Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The hour now on the DJV program, Wednesday, the 25th of March. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Dr. Ken is going to join us in a moment. Victoria, the folks at Ford seem to be doing the same thing that Chrysler and Tesla is doing. They're trying to come up with filters.
Fiat Chrysler, right? Is going to be, they're going to be manufacturing masks in their plant in China. Ford has just announced that they're teaming up with 3M and GE Healthcare. They're going to be making medical equipment for first responders. And so the CEO of Ford Motor Company, Jim Hackett, said, the way you need to think about it, it's a puzzle. So there are going to be parts made inside Ford, and then there are going to be parts made at GE, and then other parts from outside suppliers like 3M, and then they're going to coordinate this and make it into essentially one big assembly line. And
yeah.
So 3M is going to manufacture powered air purify respirators, and they're going to work with GE Healthcare to expand that production of GE's existing ventilator design, which I think is what you were talking about yesterday, how the ventilator systems that are inside cars.
Yeah,
so
planes.
So they're going to right. kind of ramp up on that. Ford also says that they're teaming up with the United Auto Workers Union to assemble more than 100,000 plastic face shields per week. That's a lot. And they're going to be using 3D capabilities to help make disposable respirator masks. So it's great. There are a lot of car companies that are stepping up, and, you know, it's good for their business because right now the car industry
right.
not so great.
Keep everybody
so,
working. Yep,
yeah.
yep. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of the main go-to people that I have in my life personally and on this radio program and the Good Day Health series that we have that's airing around the country. Most stations carry it on the weekend. He has been with us pretty much every day since this thing started, especially when there were questions that pertained to him or his profession and how they, the doctors of America, the medical professionals, are dealing with all of this COVID stuff. So the first question I have for you has to do, it's funny how life imitates art here. You and I were talking last week about whether you would ever prescribe yourself some medication, whether it was ethical, moral, legal for doctors to prescribe medicine for themselves. You want to tell the audience what you told me?
Yeah, you were ahead of the curve, Doug, and I told you it was not ethical for me to prescribe this. You had asked me to give you a stock of this to keep just in case, and I told you that this was not in your best interest because everybody needs to relax. 99% will survive this. And it has yet to be proven that this combination, the anti-malarial and the Z-Pak, will help to prevent. Again, that study that we talked about was only on patients in the hospital already diagnosed and already having symptoms. And one of the drugs, the anti-malarial or Plaquenil hydroxychloroquine, is not a totally benign drug. It can have serious heart or eye issues. So you should not, as a non-medical provider, make the decision for yourself at home whether you're going to take it. You really need to have, as the knowledge is currently, prescribed this to you in the hospital when you're ill, and this is where the stock should be saved for. Fortunately, these are drugs in high supply. I understand 10,000 Z-Packs were brought to Manhattan this week to be used for people in the hospital who are ill. And I'm very optimistic about this combination of drugs for those who are ill in the hospital. But we don't know anything scientifically about using it preventively. And again, this is not a combination that anyone should give to themselves without discussing the doctor, because the treatment could be much worse. You have to know the risks of taking it versus the risk of not taking it, and that's not something Dr. Google's going to tell you.
All right. So there is a story in the New York Times today suggesting that many doctors are stockpiling the trial drugs for themselves. They're hoarding some of the treatments, writing prescriptions for themselves and for their family. This is something that the New York Times has investigated, apparently with medical boards across the country that are checking this out, because folks in Idaho, Kentucky, Ohio, Nevada, Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Texas have tried to get a hold of some of these things. They can't. And upon investigation, the medications have been prescribed to the doctors for themselves. So
right. Well, I don't know what many means, but Doug, if you're taking care of patients and you don't have gloves, gown, or mask, maybe it's okay that the physicians who are on the front line be given first line use of this drug.
Okay. See, that's interesting. That's why I have you here, to put an interesting or another twist on it, because at first, the way the Times presents it, it looks like these doctors are no good sons of a gun. So you're giving us something else to think about for protection so they can continue to serve the public. They're doing this.
Exactly.
An interesting angle on it, isn't it, huh? All right, so that's that.
That's probably partially true, right?
Yeah.
Some doctors are thinking about, you know, I want to be able to keep seeing patients and keep helping people, and if I'm going to need these drugs and I need it, there's a doctor in one of the hospitals in New York now who's already tested positive for it. So in that case, that makes sense. But there also could be, you know, we know there's always a downside to humanity, and there also could be plenty of unethical doctors out there who are thinking,
there's good and bad, but there's a paint, a broad brush to get anybody more upset than they need to right now. I don't think that's helping anybody. I'm sure there are grocers hoarding toilet paper right now. Does that mean all grocers are horrible? Come on, folks.
Right.
No, not at all. So the so-called cures, we were just talking about the combination of drugs that have been tried in France to a positive impact. But there are a lot of scams that could lead to serious injuries or death. I wonder if you've seen anything or you've called attention with your patients as to have them not basically go try to find something on their own that potentially could harm them. There's got to be a lot of that stuff floating around.
The best advice I can give is what I always give, is to have a good established relationship with a physician. And if you have any symptoms and you're wondering about your diagnosis, call the office. If you're wondering about any treatment, call the office. Unless you can't breathe, unless you have rapidly accelerating symptoms, you're not to go to the ER. You're to call your health care provider. Get advice. Get advice about diagnosis. Get advice about what you should do. This is no time for anybody to be pulling their own teeth.
So smell, taste, that has been over the last 24 to 48 hours surfacing as a good way for you to find whether or not you have this or not. The first signs of you having a problem apparently rest in not being able to smell or taste food. Do you find that to be accurate?
Well, not in everybody. There was a report that is occurring in some people who turn out to be positive. But, again, everybody's going to get too stressed out about all this. And getting your stress is not good for your immune system. And that's what everybody wants to do right now, is get their immune system revved up as much as possible. If you have any concern that you have illness, just stay home and do what your mother told you to do, what your grandmother, rest and fluids. Just take it easy. That's what you should do. And unless you have accelerating symptoms or severe symptoms, just stay home. Severe symptoms, call your provider. I'm sorry, go on.
No, I just I'm now in possession of a document that was sent to me by a doctor in Los Angeles. I sent this out to you, Victoria. I think you saw it.
Yeah.
The description of the virus not being a living organism, but a protein molecule covered by a protective layer of lipid, which is fat. And that's one of the reasons that you do as much damage to it as you do if you wash your hands in hot water and soap, because soap dismisses fat. This is something I didn't know before about the molecule itself being covered with fat, and that's why you wash or, the heat melts away the fat, that sort of thing. It can't survive. What do you think of, and then there's, you know, the other various things that break it up, like UV light. But also what I found in looking at this is that this was developed as a model from a, what was it you said, Victoria, a cigarette filter?
I said that, and it's speculation, but I said that when you look at the actual molecule itself, and we've all seen it has like little spikes around the pink kind of color of it, that the idea of that acts like spikes and it latches on to the cells in your lungs and your respiratory system, and I said that's very similar to how menthol cigarettes work, and that menthol cigarettes have fiberglass shavings in them, like, you know, very microscopic size, but it's meant to make little incisions as you inhale it so that you get the nicotine faster. And it's, I said it's very similar, and I would not be surprised at all if there was a correlation in that, in the way that is ingested into your lungs.
What do you think of that, Ken?
I think that these bugs do evolve in a course that make them sticky and more effective in harming your lungs. But most of us have an immune system that's quite effective at fighting this. And again, 99% of us are going to survive this. And the people who aren't are in a high-risk subgroup, most over 65, who have underlying chronic illnesses that are not being taken care of, or they have immune problems. 99% of us are going to survive this.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and getting the alarms out there and stressing everybody out is just ruining and damaging your immune system that you need optimized right now to fight this.
Somebody asked me to ask you why a coronavirus vaccine is so far away, even though there's so much research being done, progress being made. Why will it take so long? For is it the approval process, or is it the fact that this thing is hard to break down? What would you say is the reason for a vaccine? Do we lose Ken?
Yeah, I'm here.
No,
I'm
okay.
Here.
Yeah, anyway, so go ahead. What do you think is the reason for that?
Safety issues. We want to make sure when we give this to a large group of people, we don't do more harm. You can remember one of the flu vaccines early in the 1970s did cause some harm, and that's why so many people are afraid of these outstandingly safe flu vaccines, because we know how to test them so much better today. So it's all a matter of safety.
And the vaccines, when they are applied in any general sense, how do they help your immune system in this circumstance? We keep thinking about just the current situation, but just as a general treatise on vaccines and how they help your immune system. If you've got an invasion of a pathogen, what do the vaccines do?
Well, let's talk about this one, Regeneron. This is exciting news. Regeneron, the pharmaceutical company that came up with the vaccine quickly for Ebola, they have this amazing mouse model where they can give specific antigens of the virus once they're identified, and we have identified for corona specific antigens. They've given it to their mouse model. They're making antibody, which is effective in humans, just like the Ebola model, and this is beginning to be tested. So already amazing progress has been made by Regeneron coming up with a vaccine. They have the specific antigen, they have antibody, and now they're testing it in a small group of people. And as it's shown to hopefully be safe, they'll then expand the numbers, and they just have to do it stepwise to show safety.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
we'll have something that can be given to a wide population. So
got
this
it.
Is probably about 3 to 18 months away.
Wow. All right, Ken, thank you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the important part of our DJV podcast and also the Good Day Health podcast, the Good Day Health show, here with updates on what we need to be thinking about, what the serious side is. It's all, the whole thing is pretty serious, although once in a while we hear some good stories, and helping people is a very important part of this, and Ken's very helpful. This is all about getting through it, folks, staying positive, watching your self-talk. Cheer somebody else up, and you'll be cheered up, too. I find that to be the case when I talk to somebody else about this. It makes me, when they say, oh, I didn't know that, and I didn't, you know, it's because, frankly, what we do for a living exposes us to lots of information, and it's good for us to be able to have that and pass it along to you and to the people in our lives. Eat good food. Don't eat a lot of food before you go to bed. Get enough rest. Ken will tell you that 100 times if he tells it to you once. And stay the hell away from the news. these networks. It's 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's one of the worst movies in the world, history of the world. Chucker probably likes it. And the fact that it was so violent, the killing that went on in this movie. Ugh.
What movie are we talking about?
Gladiator.
Oh. Ugh. Aren't they making another one?
Well, they won the Oscar for Best Picture, Doug, so I don't know. You might be a little bit wrong on that one.
Well, no, I have my opinion, Chucker, and in my world,
no, I know that.
That stuff doesn't make it. I just don't want to see that stuff. I was there. Brad Pitt was in a movie that I saw just a piece of when I turned it on of him chopping somebody up, and I just thought, oh, this is appalling. Ugh. Yeah. So, anyway.
Okay.
So we play that because this day in movie history, March 25th, 2001, Gladiator went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture, probably Russell Crowe's signature movie. They talked about doing a prequel for a very long time, never happened, and it's a really good idea because you don't want to make a movie based on box office. You need to tell a story, and I don't think there was really a story to tell after the first one. But it's always, for me, I like the fact that when movies win the Oscar for Best Picture, that they have a legacy, that people watch them down the road, and Gladiator is one of those movies that people are still watching very much. It plays all the time on TBS and TNT, unlike some of the recent films in the last 10 years that won Oscars for Best Picture. Unlikely many people have been watching them in a decade or so. So I like that fact. Also, this day in movie history, March 25th, 96, Braveheart won the Oscar for Best Picture. I know it's a little bit too violent for you also, Doug, but Braveheart and Gladiator, I think, are really good movies. Despite the fact they are, I can't disagree with you, fairly violent.
Yep. All right, I saw something about the Fast and Furious. Are we on 9 or 10? Which
nine.
Of these? We're on 9.
Well, 9 was supposed to come out in April, and it's when, and they pushed it ahead to 2021 because of the coronavirus. News that broke yesterday, Warner Brothers' Wonder Woman 1984, which was supposed to come out in June, has been pushed ahead to August. So June, three-month push ahead. I got to really wonder when multiplexes open, let's say, in, if they do open in 3 months,
there's going
to be basically no product. There's going to be no product to show.
Yeah,
I mean, some of the smaller independent films
off.
That survive.
They're yeah, pushing all this
some
stuff
of the smaller,
back.
Some of the smaller independent films that survive will be able to show more independent
yeah,
or
more
documentaries.
The, yeah. Well, but there'd be
but
more of that stuff on the
big
screens
big
in the multiplexes, yeah. I would think, too. Some of the stuff that might not otherwise be shown. Anyway, April 2nd, 2021 is F9. And you got to wonder, this series could go on forever. As long as these guys look, you know, moderately young, I think they can get away with this stuff for another Fast 10. Matter of fact, I saw some of them already working on another one for 2023. So, yeah, it goes on and on. And
you a fan of that franchise?
I actually
or
think
Crash
it's...
Crash Cars bother you?
Yeah, no, Crash Cars don't bother me. No, I'm
well,
okay
they don't bother me. When they fly in the sky, I sort of like...
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. It's
silly.
a little bit much,
yeah,
no?
It's a little silly. Yeah. I think I like... I always liked Paul... what's his face?
Walker.
I thought he was...
Paul Walker.
I thought he was very likable. I find Michelle Rodriguez to be... kind of an interesting character in the role she plays there. There does seem to be some chemistry, and it's hard. I think it's hard to get chemistry with Vin Diesel. I think it is. Other than you can tell, even on screen, that he and The Rock don't like each other. It's very obvious, I think, whether it's on the screen or off the screen. And I think that's why they took The Rock out, so they're trying John Cena to be in the big the muscle man in this next one. So we'll see whether that
he's
works.
He's very likable in movies.
Yeah,
John Cena's great.
Yeah, yeah. And he may not be as when it comes to The Rock, he's a real pro. He doesn't like anybody. Here's the schedule. We're ready. Let's go. I want to get the work done. And that's not what Diesel's all about. Anyway, you started to
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, some TV news affected by Corona. Virus. The Walking Dead season final will be delayed at least 2 months because they cannot do post-production on it. Boy, Doug, me and my 14-year-old daughter are really bummed about that
I'm
one.
I'm sure you are. Yes, Checker. I'm sure that's a horrible reality. There is a lot of stuff, though, that's being finalized. I saw that young doctor who has... what does he have? It's called... it's not called The Young Doctor. I forget what it's called.
The Good Doctor?
The Good Doctor.
The Good Doctor?
Exactly. Yeah. That's in season finale status. But so there's a lot of stuff there. It'll be interesting to see what the summer brings as far as new stuff versus repeats or maybe old stuff being regenerated.
I'm sure television, especially the networks, they'll produce a lot of reality stuff. They'll be able to fill their slate. I think some of the – and the streaming stuff has a lot of stuff in the pipeline. I think the theatrical industry, that's going to be the big big issue, whether they bring back older movies to fill. They'll probably do it.
Curry,
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.